Are you on your prayer list? When you're dealing with day-to-day stresses in your life, do you run to God and dump it all on Him? Or do you think God's busy enough with the big issues in the world, so you'll just deal with it? I used to pray for others, but didn't want to be selfish, so I left myself out. I didn't want to waste God's precious time on me and my messes. However, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 directs us to ask for our own needs. Don't worry about anything. I began to hear and read that statement over and over. Sounds good, I thought, but how am I ever going to stop worrying? I had an enormous debt load that I couldn't handle, legal trouble with my kids, a high-stress workload, nowhere to hide. Don't worry, he says. On the contrary, make your requests known to God. It suddenly hit me that the word said to make my requests known. It didn't say my requests for other people. It didn't specify only the really important ones. He wants to hear all of my requests by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. By prayer, he wanted me to clear my mind and focus on him alone. Then, petition, ask for guidance, a miracle, more faith, etc., and do it all with thanksgiving. When I began to take my requests to God, I also began to feel less weight on my shoulders. How could simply talking with God like that actually make me feel better? Then, God's shalom, peace, passing all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with Messiah Yeshua, Jesus. There was the answer. By asking us to come to Him, He is stressing the personal relationship that He desires for each of us, in union with Jesus. He doesn't have human limitations that threaten to break with one more problem. He not only can take your load, He wants to. He's not bothered by us. We are the desire of His heart. You are not interrupting Him. He's waiting for you. Have you made your requests known to God?